Well, one in the section D, Mr. Chair, is let's say the contrast between what Poland referred to and then what is referred to by the Russian Federation. What is the practice of moving the cargo across the gauge break? Then the issue with regard to the contractual freedom, it seems that there are countries or entities that believe that this is very much to the benefit of the new draft text of the new convention, URL convention, and then there has been others who point out that there should be provisions that further clarify certain procedure. So as such, it may be discussed by the countries participating in this consultation how much the contractual freedom that is now referred to is actually to the advantage of the future convention, or whether actually there might be further provisions included so that the convention specifies certain specific procedure. And I don't want to go in details. There have been suggestions that are referred to in the document in paras above. This discussion, if there is time, may take place, of course, here, or if deemed more appropriate by the participating countries, that very issue can also be discussed in the November meeting. So this is not so much of unclear statements from any of the countries. It's more the issue of obviously there are some who see contractual freedom as an advantage, and there are others who actually do prefer that the law would be stating what is the procedure for specific issues that are named further above in the text.